welcome, all you Eagles, Angels, and Commanders. This is Deanna speaking to you tonight on this Friday night call, the history call of this planet, Nisara, and we are the voice that we've been waiting for. That's exactly right. That song always inspires us. And as we begin our circle tonight, let's gather together for a moment. Let us bring ourselves into oneness. And let us imagine that we are in a great circle in a great hall around a beautiful blue flame. And as you seat yourself, feel the presence of those on either side of your table, on either side of you. Reach your hands out and take hold of their hands. And let us form a great circle of love around this planet. And we always start with a meditation, so I'm going to lead you in a wee meditation tonight. And we always start with a breath. So take a big, deep breath. And exhale slowly. And feel your consciousness come to this present moment. As we let go of the day for a moment, the work that we've been doing, the thoughts we've been having, the concerns and worries, and we just stand together or sit together as a family around this fire, this virtual fire, and we contact our heart chakras. We move into the place of the heart, the sacred center within us, and breathe into that heart. And feel that heart energy go around the circle and around the planet. Feel your feet on the ground touching Mother Earth. We acknowledge this beautiful planet that we live upon, that we love so much, that gives us so much each day. Right now in these times, the summer and the green leaves on the trees and the beautiful flowers. Our trees here are all in bloom. It's a wondrous thing. I got to go for a ride in the mountains this last week, and it was just the most exquisite experience. Driving on a dirt road through the canyons and all the flowers in bloom on the sides of the mountains, and the smell of the air, a gentle day, and a stream running past. What a beautiful planet we have. Beautiful pine trees. Such sweet air. We travel through the mountains to Swan Valley, to the river, and up the gorge. It was just a wonderful day. Blue skies and big fluffy clouds. So wherever you are, bless the earth and thank her for the gifts that you receive. We thank you, Mother Earth. And now we reach up with our energy and we acknowledge the energies of Father Sky, the great central sun, the energies of the ascended masters and our brothers and sisters of the star nations. We welcome all of you to our circle tonight. As we gather here together as one family in heart, one family of light, one family of humanity, working together, remembering who we are, and taking action, each one of us, in whatever ways we can each day, to bring peace and harmony and love and joy and happiness into our lives and the lives of those we love, into this planet, to help it balance. We are in such an incredible moment in time, a moment that has never passed before us, and it's so amazingly powerful in so many ways. and we acknowledge the process that we are all going through, the deep feelings that are coming forward. We especially acknowledge our warriors, our white knights, and all those beings who have been working behind the scenes, who have given their lives to the service of others. This last week has been a time of remembrance for our warriors across the planet. And it's been a wondrous thing to behold, to see the flowers out in the cemetery yards here and the flags flying and the ceremonies that were done. In awe, we thank all of those beings that have worked so hard and have given the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, so that we could live and have the freedoms that we have. And we know now that freedom is not free. There's a price we pay always for freedom. And we pay it with our consciousness and with our love and with our actions and with our thoughts and with our hearts and our hands. We pay it forward in every way. So I'd like to remember all those tonight. Today is the real Memorial Day. Tomorrow, the 31st, is the day that was traditionally set aside. And so this memorial goes on. And I would like to read some words to all of you tonight. Some words that are inspiring that might help us in our struggles. And these words are written by Kathleen McTeague. And this poem is called "They Are With Us Still." In the struggles we choose for ourselves, in the ways we move forward in our lives and bring our world forward with us, it is right to remember the names of those who gave us strength in this choice of living. It is right to name the power of hard lives well lived. We share a history with those lives. We belong to the same motion. They, too, were strengthened by what had gone before. They, too, were drawn on by the vision of what might come to be. Those who lived before us, who struggled for justice and suffered injustice before us, have not melted into the dust and have not disappeared. They are with us still. The lives they live hold us steady. Their words remind us and call us back to ourselves. Their courage and love evoke our own. We, the living, carry them with us. We are their voices. We are their hands and their hearts. And we take them with us, and with them choose the deepest path of living. And I'm sure you all have names that you would like to put into the circle tonight. You can speak them silently. As I read this prayer of the flower communion, we see the flowers, and they're such a gift to us and such a reminder of the transience of life. And so this flower prayer by Norbert Chopic is one of the most beautiful I've ever seen. In the name of Providence, which implants in the seed the future of the flower, and in our hearts the longing for people to live in harmony, in the name of the highest, in whom we move and who makes the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the lover, the loner what they are. In the name of the sages and the great religious leaders who sacrificed their lives to hasten on the coming of the age of mutual respect. Let us now make resolution. Renew our resolution. Sincerely to be brothers and sisters regardless of any kind of bar which estranges us from each other. In this holy resolve, may we be strengthened, knowing that we are God's family, that we are one spirit, the spirit of
Okay. Hello, everybody. I think we lost our sister Deanna, so we'll be getting her back in the meantime. Yes, this is the True Memorial Day, and I just wanted to say that something pretty spectacular happened. There's an article that came out, and it says here, 9/11, Russia presents evidence against the United States, the UK, and Israel as co-conspirators. Russian 9/11 data dump reveals state actors. So when we get Deanna back, you know, there's 78,000+ people that left their mark on our history. And I think on this Memorial Day that they can be included, too.
Yes.
Hope we can get Deanna back. I don't know what happened. So, I don't want to completely alter the tone, but I'm just ready to jump up and down.
Tara?
Yeah.
I'd like to include also... All people in who lost their lives in wars in all times, in all.
Yeah,
countries.
That's a great idea because, you know, it's a global scene now. Nasara brings the globe together.
And I don't usually bring this up. It just crossed my mind. I would like to place my brother Richard in the circle of support. Because he went to Vietnam and he came back and...
Came back Terminator.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of our people like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. And Rainbird, when you get your turn, also add Cam and Connie and Deanna, you know, besides Deanna's doggy and Angel Sue and Harriet. Okay. Okay, Deanna, we see you're back there.
Okay.
Okay, great. Continue, because we lost you there somewhere.
I don't know where you lost me. I went through the whole thing, so I don't know where you lost me.
You were reading about the flower communion, but you got lost about maybe halfway through that.
I closed the book, and I'm not sure where I was, so I would have to find the... Oh, here it is. I'm going to write to the page. Well, that's good.
Okay.
You want me to read the flower communion again?
Yeah, why don't you? Or at least read something that's, you know, very succinct about the end or something.
What I said was that we are very grateful for all of the warriors that, and all of the ones that went before us. And I read this flower communion. I hope I'm not repeating myself, but I especially spoke up for Maya Angelou, who crossed over this last week and is now on the other side. We are going to really miss her. And I really loved her work, her body of work, and she inspired all of us. And I'm sure she inspired you as well. So we remember her tonight and put her name in the circle. And I don't know where we left off. I think it's not good to read the whole thing again. but I'll just read the last paragraph. Let us renew our resolution sincerely to be real brothers and sisters regardless of any kind of bar which estranges us from each other. And in this holy resolve, may we be strengthened knowing that we are God's family, that we are one spirit, the spirit of love, which unites us in endeavors for a more perfect and more joyful life. And I will say amen to that and hallelujah. And let it be so in our lives. So I'd like to pass the talking stick now to Caroline. Hello?
Rainbird? Rainbird? Rainbird?
I'm talking. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we couldn't hear anything until you asked if I could be hearing you. So welcome aboard. Start over. Thank you, Deanna, for putting our sister Maya in the circle.
Thank you
so much.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. And thank you for all your good words, Deanna.
You are welcome. Thank you, Caroline.
Hang on a second. I need to put my headset back in. Just give me a brief moment here. Okay, now I'm back. A little echoey. If you could adjust that echo. Is that better? No. Really a hard echo. Are you hearing it as well?
Yeah, it's kind of strong, but I can hear you pretty good. So, Don, if you can kind of adjust the sound from your end, because I can't do anything about that.
Right. I'm just wondering. I'll take the headset. Didn't have that in my ear.
I'm gonna hang up and call in on the conference line and let you. Maybe that's one of the reasons. I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, much better. That worked. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your patience as we get through our technical situation. We are so grateful to be here at this time, and I'm here to do the housekeeping. This is Rainbird. I would like to put in the circle of support Deanna's dog, Jenny. He is also in need of financial support this time for a surgery that is very necessary for her life. And so we're looking for someone who has a big heart for dogs. And this is a good dog being and can assist in some way, well, in the way to do that, if you can assist at all with her vet fee, it will be a $1,200 surgery, and it needs to come from donations, and this is what we do. So as anyone can help out, please contact Tara and Rama about that. As far as getting in connection with Deanna and Jenny. And keep Jenny in your prayers. And also Angel Sue and Harriet and Cam and Connie. And, and then Maya Angelou, of course. So fill that list in as you need to. And as we put them in the circle of support, we see that all these situations are healed for the highest good of all concerned, and that we all get healed in the process. So let's talk about the housekeeping. This week, we haven't gotten anything yet, so we owe $661. We've had a little come in, but it puts the bill still high, so we're still in need there. And so go into your heart space, see what it is to give. We really need, when we have the bill that high, we really need to receive from everyone possible. So do what you can, and let me give you the details on how to do that. And bless your lives for all that you give, because I know that that's the way it rolls with this gift. And it's, so this is an opportunity also for you to bless yourself. So take that into your heart space as well, and manifest your own abundance at the same time. So here's how you do it. You can go to bbsradio.com and do it online. And so you click on Radio Station 2 and look for the icon of one of our shows, the Stargate Roundtable with Marita, or Karan Rama's Friday Night Hard News Call, or the Saturday Call, and the Sarah Call. Any one of those three will work. Click on that icon, and that will take you to where you can make a contribution. And then also, a real good way to do it is to just send it directly through the mail, a cashier's check or money order. And the physical address of BBS Radio is BBS Network, Incorporated, 5167, Toyon, T-O-Y-O-N, Lane. And I'll give that again, 5167 Toyon Lane in Paradise, California, 95969. So send those blessings to Paradise, and we'll meet you there. And so that's beautiful. Thank you. And then another way to send money is directly to Karan Rama. And their mailing address is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. Yeah, I just remembered it's Rama's brother that goes in that circle of support. So thank you for taking that add in. Okay, Ram D. Berkowitz, 1704B, as in boy, Llano Street, LLANO, number 249, again, 1704B, Llano Street, LLANO, number 249, and that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The zip there is 87505. And then as you would want to make that donation online, you can do that by going to the website, which is a blog site, and it's 2013 Rainbow Roundtable .ning.com. And on the homepage there, there's a donate button that will take you to Rama's PayPal account, so you can make a donation that way, or you can find another location just above the blog section for that donation PayPal connection. And then, if you are sending something that way, please email Rama and let him know. So that email address is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999 at comcast.net. And so that's all the ways I know. Oh, yeah, a phone connection you can make through Marita, and that phone number is 317-773-0061. So that's all the different information you might need. remember that this is how we do this. We are a listener-supported radio program, and so it's up to us, and this is a good way to take an action. And it is an honor to be a part of this program, and know that we're archiving these events in a good way, and I think that it's a way of taking action for what we want to see in the world. So being the change we want to see in the world. So 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. Thank you for all of your lives. And I passed this beautiful long stem lavender rose talking stick, rainbow rose talking stick to you, Taran Rama. Greetings.
Greetings. It is 7:37, come 11. We got done somehow through that much. And thank you, BBS Radio, an extra thank you. They've been taking the brunt of a lot of, you might say, characters that have tried to take them down here. And so the work goes on, and the vigilance of all of us supporting this and making it so at this such critical time is more imperative than ever. And it is super important that you bring more people to this, because the sooner more people are absolutely aware of a deeper relationship to the country, to the world, and to what's really going on in front, behind, underneath, and over and around the whole situation, that will precipitate more action that we are looking for. So there was this tremendous article, http://stateofthenation2012.com/?p/page=4958. 9/11, Russia presents evidence against U.S., U.K., and Israel co-conspirators. Russian 9/11 data dump reveals state actors. Quote, 9/11 was an Anglo-American black operation executed in collusion with Israel's secret services, unquote. Undoubtedly, the 9/11 attack on New York City and Washington, D.C., are the most misrepresented by officialdom in U.S. history. Here, turn that off, please. Whereas the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Sr., is now understood to have been a classic CIA execution plan, it does not come close to 9/11 in terms of the number and magnitude of outright falsehoods, misleading statements, fake science, and fraudulent facts submitted by officials and agents of the United States government. The quote-unquote official 9/11 Commission report stands as the most fabricated document ever produced by United States tax dollars. Not only did the investigation avoid every serious inquiry about how two steel frame buildings came down after being dustified in New York City, it also subverted every initiative to ferret out the truth. It appears that Russia has been conducting systematic data dumps on 9/11, and release of which represents more factual information on the attacks than any United States government source. In the wake of Anglo-American coup d'etat conducted by the CIA and the MI6 in Kyiv, it appears that Russia has no more patience for Western interference, especially as nations are destabilized on Russia's borders. Do the stakes in this highly consequential geopolitical chess match go up? Since Vladimir Putin has no intention of starting World War III, he can only respond to United States and EU meddling by using asymmetric warfare on the internet. Were the American people to understand that the United States federal government perpetrated the 9/11 destruction, everything would change in a heartbeat. Because the Obama administration has shown no sign of aborting its planned takeover of the Ukraine. And every time you hear that, remember, it's the 13 families through Hillary. It is not Obama. Obama is a double agent. He was elected inside Nasara law. And that's really important. Our gentleman last night was not quite able to get that one. And it's really up to us to really educate even people you think that are having more authority than you might think you have. That's not the case. Were the American people to understand this, so because the Obama administration has shown no sign of aborting its planned takeover of the Ukraine, Russia is left with very few, yet still quite potent options. The following expert recently appeared on an alternative news website, Veterans Today. On Memorial Day, everybody, the real Memorial Day, under the subtitle, Too Classified to Publish, essentially, and we can thank our brother Bill from California who lives in Arizona that brought this to our attention. Thank you, Bill. Essentially, this unprecedented release of ultra-secret and highly classified information illustrates Putin's new tack toward Western intractability. Simply put, Russia will no longer stand by idly while the Anglo-American juggernaut projects its power wherever it so chooses. Here it is, Too Classified to Publish. According to a this is a very fitting day to have this come out, everybody. It's just blowing my mind. According to a retired FXX agent specializing in Israeli counterintelligence, the type of nuclear devices used on 9/11 were a modified version of the W-54 nuclear artillery shells that were covertly provided to the Israelis between 1988 and 1998. And remember, Israel is the 51st state of the nation, and Israel has been running this country from behind the scenes ever since 1949. Period. Stop. That's right. Okay, back at the ranch here. Okay, 1988 to 98, from United States surplus stockpiles illegally exported during the Bush-Clinton era. Chemical analysis done by the Department of Energy, Sandy. Is that Sandy Labs? Maybe so. Was able to, that's where they do all the testing on nuclear weapons. Was able to identify the chemical radiation footprint or fingerprint of the warheads based on samples taken after 9/11 of the fallout at Ground Zero. Editor's note, nuclear weapon use at Ground Zero is confirmed from multiple sources.
Not so.
The first one and the most important one is Finland. And Finland brought global scientists together, and they analyzed the whole situation, and they put their report out. That was the first one that came out, and it was confirmed way back then by a global team of scientists, along with 22 other points. All plutonium-based warheads have a chemical fingerprint that can identify the type of design and the type of design and where the PU was made and how old it is. That's what it says. This was the 9/11 blackmail on Bush 1 and 2. The illegal transfer of surplus United States nuclear weapons to the Israelis and why the continued cover-up, along with the stolen gold and stock fraud that was going on Wall Street, etc. According to file ENW57.pdf on page 66, editor's note, document received and confirmed. Only a 2-kiloton device was needed to drop the buildings. A 2-kiloton device will produce a fireball of approximately 150 to 200 feet in diameter at over 4,000 degrees centigrade. Just large enough to melt the I-beams of the central core of the building and drop them in place. Yeah, 6.5 seconds for Tower 2, which came down first, and 7 seconds or something for the second one. The light flash would last less than 1 second and primarily be in the UV light range. Overpressure would only be at 60 psi max and directed upwards with the blast. See underground effect. Fallout would be minimal and located to within ground zero range only. Radiation would drop to acceptable levels within 72 hours. I don't know about that. That's not what we got told. After the blast. Today. So this is still, it's coming up from a Faction 2 website. This is still missing a bigger statement. They were tritium-based nuclear weapons, by the way.
And I heard it was a particle beam.
Well, that was an addition. That was an addition from the space orbiting space
satellites. Yeah.
That's an addition to all of this. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, this is more news than ever has been out there. That's fine. Okay. So fallout. Oh, I read that. Okay. Most fallout was trapped in the cement dust that thus causing all of the recent cancer deaths that we are now seeing in New York City amongst first responders, consistent with site data. I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot more people dying of cancer from that stuff, and it was tritium. I remember that was the Finland International report, and I haven't found it since it was up there back in 2005 or something. Melted steel and iron oxide, or nanothermite, is a byproduct of the very high gamma ray neutron flux induced into the central steel core. The radiation dissolves the steel into iron oxide, consuming the carbon and silicon in the steel. This explains the missing steel columns and the very important clue of the vaporized 20-ton antenna tower atop the South Tower. They're keeping something here again because the steel beams were taken away and sent to China, and China melted them down and used them for other things. So that was also in the international report. That's not saying so here. You got to watch every move. The upward blast of radiation literally vaporized it. Well, that's true, too. They vaporized the other parts of the building. But video evidence proves this to be true. Editor's note, tower issue of Vital One. The total XX00 data file from the Department of Energy Sandia Labs in the 9/11 event is well over 72 MB. I don't know what that means. P.S. Snowden did not have a Q clearance, so he missed this one. Oh. Well, Ram, I'll check on all of these things. Mm-hmm. Carnaberry had a pretty good stash of documents on the subject, all under the transit stuff. The entire nuclear proliferation story of stolen nuclear material coming from Russia was an Israeli cover-up story to hide the original source of weapons material coming from the United States stockpiles. Blame everything on Russia, huh? And I'm going to just say this right now. The reason that Russia and China both vetoed the Syrian going into Syria to try to send military forces in there to train the opposition and any other thing that they wanted to do to stop this thing, the reason they're doing it is because they will... They know that the West, UK and the United States, will never tell the truth about all this other stuff. They'll just cover everything up and they'll focus on Russia, blame it on Russia, and it ain't going to happen. Again, I'm reminding you, everybody, Putin and Obama and President Xi are working together behind all of this. And so let's stay focused on the truth here. All right. Illegal distribution. Let's see. Where was I? Illegal distribution of United States nuclear material to foreign allies was not limited to Israel. Virtually all NATO allies were... in on this scam too. Dick Cheney was the bad guy on this one. Bush too. Cheney traded nuclear. Bush Jr. and Cheney traded nuclear pits to foreign country as IOUs in order to foreign countries, I guess, as IOUs to get what they wanted. Tom Countryman, a well-known Israeli operative, is curiously now in charge of NNP at the State Department, non-proliferation at the State Department under Obama. He was put there by Rahm Emanuel. And Rahm Emanuel is a traitor from the beginning to the end. What do we do? Got it. Somebody that's the head of the Mossad in the United States. That's another piece that nobody gets to hear because the United States is controlled completely by Israel and Israel's the 51st state. Therefore, he's got full carte blanche to be in here with the Mossad to keep everybody else in line. It appears that the weapon of choice for the Israelis were the W-54 and follow-on series of nuclear pits taken from the Amarillo, Texas storage dump. This was what Carnaberry was working on for Bush Sr. in Houston. A total of over 350 pits were transferred to the Israelis over a 10 to 20-year period of time. The W-54 type of pit design were the most desirable due to the two-point implosion pit design. This is the easiest to remanufacture and modify as compared to other circular pit designs. The pit-shaped design of the W-54 type weapon contains over 1.5 times more plutonium than a standard pit. This would allow enough plutonium to be recovered that was still of weapons grade, even after 32 plus years of age. Again, I reserve the right to have Rama double check this because that's not what they said in the Finland report, the global report. They insisted it was not plutonium, it was tritium.
Right.
American, and there's a big difference because plutonium has a half-life of hundreds of thousands of years, and tritium has a half-life of 30 years, which means you're going to be irradiated for 30 years, and then it'll start to break down. It won't be gone, but it'll start to break down.
And it's only been 13 years.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll get that report. Where was I? This would allow plutonium to be recovered that was still of weapons grade, even after 32 plus years of age. American build up. There's that 32 years, 30 years, 32 years. Interesting. Americium build up in the pit over time eventually makes the pit unusable as a weapon. So they have a limited shelf life based on how fast or slow the plutonium was produced in the reactor at Stanford. Oh, they're doing this all at Stanford. That's where Tavistock is. That's where Barbara Walters has her headquarters. Usually it was about 150 days max. Irradiation time in the reactor during production determines the shelf life of the pit as weapons grade material. All of the micro nukes used by the Israelis are remanufactured W-54 type series devices. These devices were used in the Bali bombing and the London bombing and in Japan on their reactors. Nuclear weapon, that's not true.
No.
Those bombs were major plutonium bombs and they were planted there in 1945. This is Veterans Administrate vets, and they listen to Benjamin Fulford, and Benjamin Fulford doesn't tell the truth either about these things.
Right.
So we're reading this, yet we'll get some more as we read this. These devices were used in the Bali and the London and in Japan in their reactors. Nuclear weapon use in Bali confirmed also use in Damascus, Iraq, and Afghanistan by the United States. In Iraq, it was neutron bombs, and it was Germany who dropped them, not the United States, at Ground Zero. They may have used these, though, in addition, all through the war. Oh, my God. Multiple confirmation, including site samples. These are stored in most Israelite embassies for ease of deployment. The ones used on 9/11 were kept at the Israeli consulate in New York City until put in place. After 9/11, the FBI now checks all diplomatic pouches with a Geiger counter before entering or leaving the United States. The South African weapons, it's time to go, weapons were also surplus W-54 artillery shells acquired from Israeli, and final assembly and testing was done in South Africa with Israel's assistance. This explains Pelindaba production issues. Okay, we're going to go and we'll finish this maybe on the conference line. Come and join us at 213-342-3000. And the PIN code is tonight is 23-23-23-pound. And we love you all. This is a day to celebrate. And although it's very heavy news, it's out there. And we'll get the whole thing. And the more of the truth will come out now. So peace and love. Come and join us for an hour on the conference line. And then we'll be back on the BBS radio, best radio in the universe, in an hour. Stop now. Top of the